Did you know that God has called you to a rich inheritance? No matter what family you were born into, if you have been reborn into the family of God, then you are an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ. Not only that, but because of Jesus, you've already been given your inheritance. No one has to die for you to receive it. It's a done deal. Now, it's one thing to declare, "I am called by God to a rich and glorious inheritance." And it's another to live like you are a child of the King. Today, I'm going to share two action steps to start enjoying the rich and glorious inheritance that God has for you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I hope that you'll subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Now, each week I read just a little passage out of the scriptures, and I pull a declaration that I invite you to believe and speak with me in order to empower your tongue with truth. Now today, I'm going to be reading out of Ephesians chapter 1, just two verses, 17 and 18, and I'll read out of the New International Version. "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." Let's start by declaring the beautiful truth tucked into the Bible verses that I just read. I am called by God to a rich and glorious inheritance. Now, your tongue has more power than you think, so will you declare that with me? I am called by God to a rich and glorious inheritance. Now, you might struggle to speak of an inheritance that you don't yet see. Now, if so, you're going to be encouraged by the response that the Father gave in the parable of the prodigal son, not to the prodigal, but to his older son. Now, if you're familiar with the story from Luke 15, then you know that the younger son had demanded his inheritance and then spent it all on wild living. Broke and desperate, he came home to the loving embrace of his father. The drama of that homecoming overshadows the exchange between the father and the older son. And yet, that exchange is key to understanding our inheritance from God. The Bible says the older brother became angry and refused to go into the party. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours." Listen again to what the father wanted his child to know and understand. "You are always with me, and everything I have is yours." In the parable of the prodigal son, the father represents God. Now, if you've been born again into the family of God, then through the power of the Holy Spirit, God is always with you. And his presence gives you access to the resources of heaven. Just like the older brother in the prodigal son parable, you have already received your inheritance. Now, if you want to tap into the rich and glorious inheritance that your Heavenly Father has already given you, then I encourage you to take the two action steps that are found in Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. Verse 17 says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." Step one is to ask the Father to reveal more of himself to you. My pastor recently said something so simple and yet so profound. If you know Jesus and don't want to get to know him better, then you don't know Jesus. Anyone who knows Jesus knows that anyone trying to avoid God has a wrong picture of him. God is like the father in the parable of the prodigal, who not only ran to embrace the child who had squandered his inheritance, but also pleaded with his other child to join the welcome home party. And then instead of taking issue with the complaints lobbed at him, the father said, "Everything I have is yours." Having the right picture of God will not only keep us from complaining about how little we think we have, but will actually move us to praise God for his loving kindness and generosity. If you struggle to understand the riches of God's inheritance and want to access the resources available to you, then ask the Father to reveal more of himself to you. He will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And as you get to know him better and better, you will have a deeper understanding of the riches that are yours as a child of God. Okay, the second action step is found in Ephesians 1:18, which says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." Step two is to ask the Father to reveal the hope of your calling. You have every reason to trust God because he's absolutely trustworthy. The Bible is filled with passages that pertain to the hope of your calling. I keep thinking of the promise in 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." Now, I have asked God to reveal not only more of himself, but also more of myself to me. He knows me better than I know myself, and he knows his plan and his purpose for me. He knows the same about you. So go to the Father in prayer and ask him to reveal the hope of your calling. He is always with you, and he has promised that everything he has is yours. So my friend, ask for what you need. He will answer you with the love of a kind and compassionate Father. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the picture of the prodigal's father, who ran to him even after he'd squandered everything, and then pleaded with the older son to understand that everything he had already belonged to him. Lord, we can live like that older son, where we don't think you'll even, as it says in the story, give us a goat, when in fact we can have anything and everything. And so, Lord, again, this isn't about you meeting our every wish and whim and desire, but Lord, you providing our daily bread. You saying that just like the sparrows who never sow or reap are fed by you, and just like the lilies who don't do anything to get their clothing on, you clothe them with such beauty and awe. And so, Father, of course you'll take care of us. Of course you will. And so, Father, may we live knowing that, yes, there is a rich and glorious inheritance awaiting us in heaven. But right here, right now, we can live an abundant, full, rich, and satisfying life because of all that you've done for us through your Son, Jesus, adopting us as heirs and co-heirs with Christ. Father, thank you for that honor and that calling. Help us to walk in it even today. I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for Believe and Speak. If you liked what you saw, would you give it a thumbs up? And if you haven't already, I'm really trying to collect my subscribers and I need your help. Also, click the bell for notifications because I also need you to remember to watch and share. Always share what you learn because your tongue has power. Use it for good.